The former US President George H.W. Bush has been honoured at a state funeral in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Among the mourners were five presidents, including the current resident of the White House, who's previously sparred with the Bush family. President George W. Bush delivered the eulogy, and the Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove, was there representing Australia. North America correspondent Connor Duffy reports.
As his father's flag-draped coffin was carried past cannons and into the National Cathedral, President George W. Bush was visibly emotional. He delivered a moving eulogy, telling mourners his father was in heaven with his wife Barbara and daughter Robin, who died aged three.
So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
The Bush family were praised for their grace in inviting President Donald Trump, who has sparred and at times viciously attacked many members of the family. Inside the cathedral, he and Melania Trump were seated next to President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. It was a powerful, if awkward, row that also included Presidents Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Jimmy Carter, as well as his wife, Rosalynn Carter. It was a rare moment of national unity as President George W. Bush remembered his father in an address that was filled with sadness as well as joy.
In his 90s, he took great delight when his closest pal, James A. Baker, smuggled a bottle of Grey Goose vodka into his hospital room. Apparently, it paired well with the steak Baker had delivered from Morton's.
A day of national mourning was declared, with all federal employees given the day off. The Bush family, though, want this day to be a celebration of a life richly lived for 94 years. As well as serving as president, George Bush was a World War II veteran, vice president, CIA chief, congressman and diplomat. Historian John Meacham told the mourners Mr. Bush's life was defined by surviving being shot down while flying as a fighter pilot in World War II.
The rest of his life was a perennial effort to prove himself worthy of his salvation.
His life code, as he said, was tell the truth, don't blame people, be strong, do your best, try hard, forgive, stay the course. And that was and is the most American of creeds.
He was also a committed family man and enjoyed 73 years of marriage to Barbara Bush and is survived by five children. Mr. Bush's casket will now be returned to Texas for burial. This is Connor Duffy in Washington for AM.